when this is Meredith Eisenberg with Solo Biz Bites. This month on the podcast, we are talking about email marketing and going into all the tips and tricks you need to make email marketing a more profitable part of your business. If you want to check out the interactive and coached version of this challenge, you can do that at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. So today we're going to talk about one of the biggest fears that people have with email marketing and maybe even content marketing in general, and that's that they're going to somehow give away the farm when they are sharing content via email, that they'll give away all their secrets and people will think, well, gosh, you know, Meredith told me everything I needed to know and now I don't need to hire her as a coach or as an implementer or any of that. And so, you know, it's kind of tricky and you should share things for free, but kind of figuring out where to draw that line when the free line gets ever more adventurous and people's attention keeps getting harder and harder to capture is really kind of a tricky thing. You want to be able to share enough to attract your audience to you and to show them that you know what you're talking about and to get them to trust you. But, you know, at some point you need to draw the line between free and paid so you can actually pay your bills. And so, you know, and the line is totally up to you where you're going to draw it. But a good concept to use is to figure out how to make the content that you share for free, your blog, your lead magnet, the tips and ideas you're sharing in the emails, all of that really useful, but not totally complete. So think of what you're helping your audience to do. It helps you, you know, any product or anything actually helps someone to do something or else they wouldn't be paying you for the help. You're helping your readers to solve a problem. So that could be anything from, you know, here's how to set up your autoresponder. Here's how to run profitable Facebook ads. It could even be, you know, here's how to knit better. Here's how to play the ukulele bass, anything like that. Your product is helping people to do things. And so then what you're doing is helping to solve a problem. And so then you break it down into steps. And so you can say, you know, here are the different things you do at different times, or here are the different tasks you do. If you're entertaining your readers with a book or a game, you could have little, you know, highlights of the different bits of the entertainment. If you're helping them solve a problem, you know, the first step is like, here's how you set up an ads account. Here's how you install a tracking pixel. Here's how you set up a funnel on your site. You can kind of pick what that is, what you want that to be, and then make sure whatever it is you share actually does something and provides a result for your community. So you want them to see, okay, this person definitely knows what they're talking about, but you don't want to give them the whole system. You want it to be useful or, you know, but a little bit incomplete. So for example, if you are doing Facebook ads, you can show people how to install their tracking pixel and how to create their first custom audience, but then you're not going to get so into in your freebie how to create the specific ad to attract that audience. So you want to give people a taste of the story, like one chapter, but not the ending and the entire thing. You want to show them how they can benefit from building a list and even how they can grow that list and then recommend the autoresponder service that they need. So make the content useful, but incomplete. And so that way, once they kind of know what they need to do and have an overview, then you can be the one providing the assessment and the diagnosis of all the tools and products and services that they need to make the whole thing work and take it to the next level. So I hope you found this tip useful. If you're interested in a more complete treatment of this and some personal feedback, check out the coached version of this program. You can find that at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. And I will see you back here next time with more email tips and tricks.